Our resistance to loving is based on false assumptions that other people benefit from our love for them. And we don't want them to benefit. We want them to pay. It always feels better to love someone.
Hey, I'm Janelle Minow, and I'm obsessed with joy, fun, and helping you navigate this messy and magical thing called midlife. I'm a midlife plus woman who broke out of struggle, took a leap from my professional career, grew a successful business, found Mr. Right, and learned to love on purpose. I'm here to teach you the tried and true secrets to releasing what's keeping you stuck and struggling so you can build a joyful life you adore. Here we'll tackle the fun but sometimes hard things, money, business, career, relationships, health, purpose, love, and loss are all topics we'll cover. So pull up a chair and welcome to the Joy, Self-Mastery, and Living a Limitless Life podcast.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Hope everybody's having a fantastic week. Today, I want to talk about unconditional love and its impact on our own growth within ourself and within our relationships. And I'm specifically talking about adult relationships. All of our relationships are a playing field for our thoughts and belief systems. Our relationships are the perfect place for us to learn about ourselves and to grow. All the triggers that are sparked by relationships can be a gift if we look at them as a learning experience, a place to notice what within us is triggered and why. What thoughts or beliefs are triggered within us in this relationship, in this circumstance, in this relationship, and why? And they're a place to learn to love others and ourselves better. Relationships are the perfect place to get better at managing our own emotions, becoming more emotionally responsible, questioning our belief systems, and taking responsibility for our lives and our experiences and the results that we have and the ones we want. Now, most of us believe that unconditional love requires a sacrifice. I know for sure that this was my belief for a long time. We have to give up too much for others and vice versa. But unconditional love is really a gift that we give ourselves. Unconditional love is actually for us, not others. And it makes our lives easier and happier and not harder. Love is a very powerful emotion. Dr. David Hawkins, in his book, The Map of Consciousness, says that love has a vibrational frequency of 500. And in his theory, each level of consciousness corresponds to a particular vibrational frequency. The higher the level, the higher the frequency or vibration, the better we will feel, and the more goodness we experience in our lives and attract to our lives. He notes that love at this level is characterized by the development of a love that is unconditional, unchanging, and permanent. So when you're feeling love at this level, you'll be at that 500. It doesn't fluctuate because the source within the person who loves is not dependent on external conditions. Okay, so when love is dependent on external conditions, it's not unconditional, right? When it's deep, unconditional love, it doesn't fluctuate based on if somebody took the trash out or cleaned the house or called you back, right? It's unconditional. Often when our love is dependent on others or on things or in circumstances, it's because we aren't recognizing our worthiness and loving ourselves unconditionally. I have been here lots of times in my life. I think that we all have these times. It's easy to mistake belonging or acceptance as love, but belonging and acceptance can often be conditional situations. And when they're gone, so is that feeling of love. Real love, again, is unconditional, unchanging, and permanent for ourselves and others. Love feels good, right? It feels good to feel the experience of love. It feels joyful. And most of us would choose to feel love towards someone or ourselves over any other emotion. But most of us choose instead to feel emotions like disappointment or anger or frustration. We judge. We worry about what others think of someone or ourselves and base our feelings on what they think or believe instead of choosing for ourselves and choosing love. We try and protect ourselves by not choosing love. We have expectations of or manuals for people, and when they don't meet our expectations or follow the manual we have, we use that as an excuse to feel bad or disappointed or angry towards that person. And this truly makes no sense. Why would we choose that when we could just choose to feel love towards them? We create all of these rules, like these manuals, and that just set us up to feel the negative emotions when someone doesn't follow the manual or meet our expectations, instead of choosing to feel something so amazing. If we choose to dislike someone, then we're going to feel the emotion with us of dislike. That's not fun, right? If we choose to judge someone, we are going to feel judgment within ourselves. If we choose to feel anger at someone, we're going to feel anger within ourselves. None of these emotions feel good. And again, most of the time, we wouldn't be choosing them on purpose. We pretend that we don't have control over how we feel about someone or a circumstance, and that their actions control how we feel, but that isn't true. We have control if we choose to take the control. Now, we're all human, and we are all going to feel negative emotions. We're going to, at times, get triggered by what someone says or does, but when you know that you are in control of your own feelings, you can decide on purpose how you want to feel internally. You can choose to respond or versus react. Passing responsibility for how you feel to someone else is avoiding emotional responsibility. Lots of times when I share this idea with clients, they get a little irritated or annoyed with me. They say, "But Janelle, if they wouldn't have said that or done that thing, I wouldn't be feeling like this." So in a way, it is their responsibility. But here's the thing. When we make others responsible for how we feel, we become the victim and we lose our power. It's easy to believe that our thoughts are facts, but they aren't. Facts can be proven. They're not an opinion. We can be in the same situation and have totally different thoughts about it. So they're not making us feel any way. We have power and control. We just don't want to use it because it feels easier to just be at the effect of it. We all get to choose what we think, and that guides how we feel. Now, I want to say up front that this is not toxic positivity, which is believing no matter how difficult something is that you should be positive. Loving intentionally or unconditionally is a genuine feeling that someone wants to feel. Genuine feeling that you create. If you choose this feeling, it just is, okay? All of our emotions, the ones that we consider good and the ones that we consider bad, all have value. They just take different directions. They take us different directions, right? They vibrate differently. We have different outcomes based on them. Learning to process emotion or pain, and I've talked about this in another podcast, can really be helpful with being able to get to a more neutral place sometimes and come back to love if it's still not quite unconditional. But again, we can choose to just unconditionally love. It's such an amazing gift that we were made to be able to feel good whenever we want to. Like we're given this gift of control over our own emotions. We can feel any emotion on purpose, and that includes love. Love and unconditional love is for anyone who wants to feel incredible. Love is an emotion that you can choose for yourself. And thinking about unconditional love from this perspective allows you to experience the feelings that you really want to feel. Again, any emotion is available to you at any time. When I'm coaching clients and they're telling me about a circumstance, I'll say, how do you want to feel about this situation? And most of the time they'll reply with, what do you mean? How do I want to feel about it? I want to change it. And then after it's changed, I'll feel better. But the other person isn't going to change. People are just going to be who they are. And that's okay. It isn't their job to change so that we can feel differently. The only thing that's going to change, the only thing that you have the power to change, is how you feel and what you think. We don't choose unconditional love often because if it's conditional, then we can take it away. We can hold back on loving. And we think of that as like a punishment. We punish people by taking our love away and rewarding them, at least in our own minds, by giving it back. And this is a game that we've created in our society and in our families. It doesn't feel good not to love someone we want to love. And as children, we grew up believing things like, if I do the good thing, I'll be loved more. And when I do, quote, the bad thing, I'm not loved as much. And who wants that in their life? But yet we grow up and we become role models of that. That always felt really true to me as a child, and it still does now. Like, I still get that. But we're adults now, and we're capable of feeling and taking responsibility for our emotions. Your choice not to feel love hurts you more than it hurts any other adult. We get locked into the idea that if we can't love a person because of something that they think, because of something that is different from our own beliefs, or because of something they did or didn't do, we believe that they don't deserve love from us. But nothing that anyone does or doesn't do can ever deny you the feeling of love. It's so powerful that we get to choose how we want to feel about other people, regardless of how they treat us. Byron Katie often says, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. And I love that. You get to love people no matter what is happening in the circumstance. No one can stop you except for you. And giving yourself permission to feel love towards someone, even if they don't necessarily want it, allows you to feel loving. And it feels good to be loving. Sometimes we think we shouldn't feel love towards someone. We use other people's actions or stories we tell ourselves or our beliefs as a reason to feel terrible and to not love. We think that person doesn't deserve my love. But what we're really doing is giving away our emotional power and not taking responsibility for it. We place blame, but again, how you feel is up to you. Just because you choose not to feel love towards someone doesn't mean it is going to impact them. Choosing not to love or to feel any emotion impacts you more than it does the other person. You can love someone and be the only one feeling it, just like you can hate someone and you're the only one feeling it. You can blame them, but you're the one that's having the experience of that emotion, because you're choosing it. It's not about loving people for their sake. It's about loving them for your sake. Most of us have someone in our lives, at least one person, that is difficult to love. You probably blame them for your not loving them. If they were this way or that way, I could love them. I know this has been true for me, but now you know that that's on you. You are feeling how you are feeling because of the thoughts you are having and the beliefs that you hold. And I'm not saying you should change that, But if you want to experience love, especially unconditional love, then the place to look is within. Others get to be them, and we get to choose who we want to be and how we want to feel. I think one of the most powerful things I've learned in my life is that other people don't have to be different for me to feel how I want to feel. And other people will actually become different sometimes just by being me being more loving because of that loving influence. I've known so many people who abandon marriages because they think that happiness is going to be found someplace else. But happiness is found within you. Every other place you are finding it, it will be fleeting. Whether your spouse is there or not doesn't mean that you will be happy. No matter where you go, there you are. So solve for the inner happiness and external happiness will come. Take responsibility for your own happiness, for your own emotions, and make a decision from there. People decide to leave people every day, and then they turn in and claim that they're happy now, when all they really decided was to be happy now. But they keep giving credit to leaving. Whatever is keeping you from being happy now is inside, and it will follow you wherever you go. Avoid making any external changes or externally charged decisions, is what I meant to say, in an attempt to change an internal emotion. It never works. I'm going to say that one more time. Avoid making any externally charged decision in an attempt to change an internal emotion. It never works. You will always be trying to change circumstances or avoid circumstances to feel better. When you learn how to change your emotions and how to process them, there is no reason to change circumstances unless you want to. But you don't have to avoid feeling, and you don't have to avoid a circumstance. Look at where you are not willing to put the effort into loving someone. People often say, I've fallen out of love, but that is not just something that happens. We are willing to love when it's easy, but when it's hard, we bail because we don't want to put in the effort. And that is a decision. And we can just as easily decide that I want to feel unconditional love for this person in my life and find all the reasons and justifications for that. Now, I don't want you to beat yourself up if you aren't feeling love, but it is a great opportunity to ask yourself, why am I choosing to not love this person? And this person can be yourself. Our resistance to loving is based on false assumptions that other people benefit from your emotions and you don't want them to benefit. You want them to pay. It always feels better to love someone. It keeps you out of the drama, out of their drama, and focused on how your life is amazing and how you will continue to make it even more amazing. You can't accomplish this when you are packing around resentment, hate, judgment, revenge, and ego. Sometimes people will tell me, but that person hurt me. And again, you are the only one feeling bad. You're feeling bad because you're telling yourself that. You're feeling bad because you haven't found forgiveness. But in not forgiving, you are not punishing anyone but yourself, because you continue to hang on to that belief. People also share that they don't want to feel love because they might get hurt. But what they're really saying is, I don't want to feel positive emotion because I might end up feeling negative emotions. So we just start with the negative and we cheat ourselves out of the positive and out of the growth that comes from feeling it, allowing it, and moving forward. It's such a crazy game. This kind of thinking steals your joy. God made us capable of feeling every emotion. There is no emotion we need to avoid. We are capable of feeling them all. And when we're willing to feel them, there isn't anything that we can't do or overcome. Loving someone doesn't mean you have to tell anyone you are feeling love. And it's fantastic if you want to, but it is not necessary. You will still feel amazing just thinking it. When you're feeling love, you can't help but experience all the unintended benefits, like being an example of love, being more kind to yourself and others, experiencing more joy and satisfaction, and being more true to yourself and more of your true self. I often tell myself, my only job is to love him or her. It reminds me that that is my only job when it comes to adults. Unconditional love doesn't mean you are approving or condoning someone's behavior. It doesn't mean you don't set boundaries for yourself or that you don't get what you want out of your life. Again, it doesn't mean you have to express the love you feel or spend more time with that person. It just means you get to feel love, and that impacts you more than any other person. All right, friends, that's what I have today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'm over here celebrating you because you just finished another episode of the Joy, Self-Mastery, and Living a Limitless Life podcast. Thanks for listening. If you got value from this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, share, rate, and review so we can help even more people just like you. Now, go out and live your limitless life.